Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that one is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest. He is the security advocate. He is vice president of Soho Solutions. SohoSolutions.com, right, Scott?
SohoSolutionsInc.com.
Inc. SohoSolutionsInc.com. Check that out.
That little extra bit on there.
There you go. Hey, Scott, we're talking about the lost emails. We're talking mostly from a technological, from a structural standpoint, mm-hmm. of the emails that Lois Lerner and apparently others may have lost or say they've lost at the IRS. Scott, as a citizen, as a technology expert, knowing what you know about infrastructure and redundancy and all the different ways that things come onto our desktop, onto the screen to for us to use. When you heard that the emails were lost and they're gone forever, what did you think? Were you skeptical at all? What did you think about that?
My first thought was that they hadn't set up their system particularly well. Is it possible that this is? I mean. Totally sounds like dog ate my homework right off the bat.
Right.
Is it possible it's legit? Yeah, it's possible. Is it possible that it could secretly be somewhere else and they're forget to mention it? Also possible. It depends on how it's set up.
Mm-hmm. But you say it depends on how it's set up. If you had access to if you had the ability to ask the questions and get the answers, mm-hmm. you'd be able to ask questions that would tell you pretty quickly, whether this stuff is really gone or not, right? You could ask them questions about redundancy, about backup, about all the other stuff, right?
Assuming you have the access to actually look at what they have, and again, let's assume the network was designed by actual network people as opposed to non-tech people saying, "Yeah, do this."
Right.
Then you're more likely to have a system which is set up with those actual safeguards, mm-hmm. for keeping the older emails. A lot of these systems. The network engineers know what they're doing, and they should be setting up the system.
Right.
But sometimes it's the inmates running the asylum.
And I have to say, the federal government is not exactly cutting edge in a lot of the stuff that they do. I mean, look at the ATC, look at air traffic control. But mm-hmm. but one of the things about it, Scott, that concerns me the most, regardless of who's in the White House, the IRS has to be above politics. Because they have the ability, to confiscate our stuff and put us in jail, and for an organization like that to even smack any way, fashion, or form of politics is chilling, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm guessing this might have something to do with why she took the Fifth over and over again. But
there's that's the other thing. Doesn't her taking the Fifth make you believe that there's something else going on with these emails?
It certainly makes me curious. I don't know for sure if that means technologically they weren't there, or just that if they were there, there'd be some very interesting reading.
Let's turn this around now, Scott, and let's say that you have a client mm-hmm. who's being audited by the IRS, mm-hmm. and they're wanting certain emails that and your client has told them our hard drive crashed, our dog ate our hard drive. So the client comes to you and says, "I need you to defend me in this. I need you to show that this is what's happened." I mean, do you think the IRS is going to let it go with the dog eat your hard drive?
Well, certainly you might be able to make a stronger case in light of this whole thing, but a lot of it that I think will turn out to how can you persuade it? I could make the case technologically that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they buy it, I guess that depends on the individual person dealing with.
Right. Well, see, I've got a small business here, and I've got redundancy in the cloud. I've got redundancy in my backup system, my automated backup system in the cloud. I got redundancy of my email in my server, on the server where my emails come to my computer from which they come. So there are two other places, if my hard drive crashes, there are two other places I could go and get my email. Why wouldn't we think that there would be places like that? And why aren't we asking those kinds of questions of the IRS? That's the question. I
think they have been trying to ask them, but, you know, you always run into the, are they answering them accurately question. I don't know the answer to that.
I think that the members of Congress are asking too many political questions and not enough technical questions. What do you think?
You know, you always run into that when you have an issue like this, yeah. When it starts being politicians and pundits talking technology. It's an issue of, I've made my mind up, now tell me some tech things so I can
right.
Feel like I know my
don't, stuff. But don't you think if you were advising the questioners, you could, I mean, when you watch this, if you do, it would seem to me that you'd be yelling at the screen, ask them this question, ask them this question.
Well,
am I wrong?
Some of the requests made, and they were thorough requests, it just becomes an issue of were they answered correctly.
Yeah.
I would like to think yes, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's serious chilling to think that an agency like the IRS
could
be used for political purposes. Yeah.
Who knows?
But do you not agree with me, Scott, that we need to find out what happened?
You know, anytime you have something like this, and there's a technical question, get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Tech isn't a 2 + 2 equals what we think it equals. No, it equals 4.
Yeah,
period.
Exactly.
There is an answer here.
Well said. SohoSolutionsInc.com, right?
Yes.
They can find out when they go there. They can find out all the things you do to help their clients. Your clients.
Absolutely, including backing up email, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. So call Scott for all that. Hey, Scott. Good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Scott Arno. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.